I'm honored to get to recap a session that I taught yesterday, and it was a little nerve-wracking talking about this session just simply because there's this line that I don't want to cross, the line between friend and coach and jerk can be a really thin, fine line. And so even as I say this to you now, just please know that the heart behind it wants nothing more than your success. And the barriers that are trying to stop you from doing all that you want to do in life are so tough and so insidious, so deeply ingrained in our biology, our neurons, our wiring, all the things, right? It makes it to where I do want to nudge you with the most strength I can, but also with the most love. So anyway, you are about to hear me talk about thought leadership, personal brands, all of these things. But the reality is you know almost all of them already. You do. I do. I think my kids do. Very often, it is not a lack of head knowledge. It's much more than that that keeps us stuck. So we can know, I think, often too much, right? We study, we suck ourselves out of action when action is what's critical. So the session I taught last night, I have so enjoyed this group. It's like so enjoyed this group, have learned so much, including areas of personal brand and thought leadership. It's a vast world out there in this stuff. And so the more insight, input from different people, different areas of purview, it fills in more for me. So I've been a part of listening to, I think, about three other women talk to the same group about these things. And yet still, in that time period, probably the large majority of us have not taken steps to do the things that we keep learning. So what I wanted to do was say, okay, group that I love, let's talk barriers. Let's explore why you haven't made any changes yet, what's stopping you, and how we can get you out of where you are to make a step forward. For some of us, what that looks like is, I am a thought leader. Just even saying those words makes us go, including me, right? Like, I'm the most reluctant thought leader on the planet. I'm the one who could not do public speaking just a little bit ago. I was afraid of the risk. I was afraid of all those physical reactions my body would give me. So fortunately for me, I had a chance to practice here at home in my bedroom all the things about public speaking at the start of the pandemic. I'm sure you all remember, raise your hand if you do, Clubhouse. Is it still active? I don't know. But it was a gift, a huge gift to me. Met some incredible folks and got to learn how to do public speaking. Got to face that physical reaction, got to get clear on how to focus on the one person in the room I wanted to speak with and ignore the rest. I got to figure out my why, my how, and I got better with a lot of practice. I would not have gotten better if my feet weren't moving. Another barrier that might be stopping you, you're afraid. Maybe you'll hurt your reputation. You are also perhaps just super unsure what to do. Or maybe your barrier is that you have no space in your life for this. So before we talk through each of those and what you could do and should do about them, I want to just ask you a question. Right where you are, right at this moment, what do you want? What do you want? What's your next thing? What's that dream in your heart? What are you working toward? When you think about the extra time, the extra hours, like the struggle that you're in right now, do you want to go quit corporate, launch a consultancy? Do you want to build toward a portfolio career? Maybe for you, it's, I want to leave this really hard role that I'm in right now. I want to go just to a place where I feel safe, respected, appreciated, regardless of where you want to go. Even if it's just to the bathroom as a mom. Anyway, regardless of where you want to go, you will have to get there through some really important things that are here and now, a present reality in 2023, and that is this. Everything you want is on the other side of your personal brand, your thought leadership. And what are those things? They are differentiators. What makes you different than anybody else that is just like you? Same qualifications, might look the same, live in the same city. Your personal brand is what sets you apart from everyone else. And according to Sally Krawcheck, is the very foundation for all your future opportunities. I've grown this business out of nothing but my desire to go on LinkedIn and to teach about thought leadership and to nudge people into action. That's it. It supports me, my family, and 4 incredible teammates. And I know you want to have some similar kind of results. And I'm going to tell you today how you can get there. But let's talk again about those barriers. So this is a tough one. Barrier number one, I'm afraid I'll hurt my reputation. Well, let's get real clear on one thing here. Risk. Risk is far greater when you are quiet than it almost could ever be with you leaning into being seen, being visible, growing your influence, willing to write, willing to speak, willing to be seen and influence others. Your thought leadership needs to go out there. But what is thought leadership? Thought leadership is this. It is an incredible, beautiful, wonderful synthesis of your lived experience. It's your expertise. It's everything you love, everything you hate, everything you've ever read, everyone who's ever mentored you. That, when you speak from that beautiful area, that intersection, that is your thought leadership. So, moving right along, because this is a short one today. Again, just a recap. You will screw up, is the reality for barrier number one. You're concerned about your reputation? No big deal. Because of why? Here it is. It is so much more risky to be quiet, to not be seen, to not show people that you're around than it could ever be with you speaking up. That is what's risky. That will harm your reputation faster than you showing up. Really, 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 really. I have made grammatical errors, insensitivity errors. The only way that I learn and I get better at thought leadership is by continuing to show up time and again. My feet are moving. That is so key. My feet are moving. But really, it's far more dangerous to stay still. So, number two, barrier. I don't know what to do. Well, I will help you here with this one. If you are not sure what to do on LinkedIn, it's because of this. You don't know what to say. Maybe you don't exactly know who to say it to. And maybe you don't know what to talk about when you do say it. But here's one of the bigger issues of uncertainty when I hear people say, I don't really know what to do. It's that they are afraid that they're not going to contribute anything unique. And what I said yesterday in my session is you do not have to be groundbreaking. Thought leadership is not groundbreaking. And why? Well, it's a great question. It's because of this. When you go into Starbucks and you're standing in line ordering coffee, someone walks up to you and you say, hey, I love those glasses. And they turn to you and say, these glasses were crafted by artisans in such and such place at such and such time. And you know what? If we as a nation do not unite, and you'd be like, wait, can I get a double espresso? It's like, wait a second. Your thought leadership here could just look like, thanks, I found these. They make me so happy. I love wearing them. They really do just make me stand out. They're awesome glasses. Not groundbreaking. Bring people into your life. Bring people into Starbucks with you. Virtual Starbucks. That is a really okay and often perfect way to approach LinkedIn. Because social media, above all else, this will shock you, is social. We want to do business with, hang out with, do life with, learn from, learn with people we like. And we like each other based on our interests. I have a story about heirloom tomatoes. A woman was approached by a recruiter after really working hard to put her thought leadership out there. And she said, "You'll never believe what finally sparked this connection. It was my heirloom tomato story." And why is this fun reason? You have three buckets of content, three ways that you're going to communicate, three types of format you want to aim for. Number one is the perfect client. So the perfect client, this is the one that after you get done listening to me talk about this on a podcast, the phone rings and it is a wonderful fit client. It's happy for you. It's a wonderful ROI for them. The money is great. The purpose about it is great. You fall into bed tired at night, but for all the right ways. So bucket number one, 40% of your thought leadership content is to imagine what is keeping them up at 2 a.m. and solve those problems. Help make their journey shorter. Bucket number two, I believe statements. Like Sally Krawcheck's quote that I shared with you, your personal brand is what sets you apart from everyone else and is the foundation for your future opportunities, for all your future opportunities. Well, what I find so funny about that is an incredible I believe statement. And what blows my mind about it is how much that connects me to whatever Sally is selling. Because I've so identified with that. I want to just go, yeah, yes, this, repost. Everybody, look what Sally just said. That's how you win people to you. So that's another 40% of your content. I believe statements. And now number three bucket is heirloom tomatoes. 20%. So you've got 40%, 40%. Now you're 20%. Tell people stories about your life. Because we're going to want to do business with and hear business development pitches from the people that we actually like and want to be around. Now, I always get the question, do I have to use a selfie every time I post? And the answer is no, definitely not. But what I want you to remember is this. Your face is the spoonful of sugar that makes the medicine go down. The medicine go down, right? Thank you, Mary Poppins. Your face. You are the carrier. You're the bringer of this message. And as you do, people are like, okay, it's Julie again, but I know she really cares about me and she's going to drive me crazy about putting myself out there. Yes, and that's great. But if I didn't have my face go with it, I don't think that, number one, it's going to catch your eye. Tiny little text pieces at the top of a post get lost in LinkedIn. And I am focusing a lot on LinkedIn as a vehicle for your thought leadership right now. And the reason is this. It seems to stop us in our tracks more than anywhere else. You are probably great on a panel. You don't need really nearly the training that you might when you sit down and do LinkedIn, because it does feel a little bit unclear about what the heck am I supposed to do. All right, but going back to barriers, number three barrier is this. Snapping my fingers at my puppy who just cannot stand to be in one side or out the other. Gracious. It's to make space for this work. I have bad news. Also good news if you like this stuff. But I have some news. Thought leadership is your part-time job for the rest of your days. Really. You will be doing this. You're going to start now and get better about it as you go for the rest of your days. And oh my gosh, are you not the most fortunate human ever that you get to, can, need to, should do all of this? Our ancestors, if they had known, had any conceptual around us sitting here in our comfy offices, knowing that we could pick up the computer and share something that could make the world a better place, and that we were just unsure and sat there in our discomfort around this, my reputation. You want to talk to 100 years ago, 200 years ago women in your genealogy, in your ancestral line, and say, yes, but I'm so uncomfortable. They'd be like, oh my gosh, the power that you have in the palm of your hand to change the world, to change your community. And you're nervous. Yeah, it makes sense that you're nervous. But also, it's like, yes, and there's help available. And here's the best way that you can change the situation of stuck that you're in. Get a buddy. Get a buddy. Find another person on the same trajectory as you and say, we got to meet once every other week, probably for like an hour. And yes, I said an hour every other week. You can do it on your own. Or could you? Will you? I know you could eventually figure it out, but very often it's not the figuring out. It's the, I'm just too nervous to do this thing. I have a million other things to do. I get it. But if you have a buddy, you will eventually make those moves to the future that you want to build, because this work of building your platform is like a tree you will have wished you planted 10 years ago, 20 years ago, even 2 years ago. 2 years is transformative in this work. Your whole world can change in weeks building your platform, much less months, much less years. With a buddy, you might actually do the work. So I told you this was not going to be the most pleasant of sessions here, but I want to rattle you and I want to just beg you, please put the time in. You also do have the option. There are so many people who do this work and can hold you accountable and sit down and drag the genius out of your brain. You can join us. We are going to kick off a boot camp tomorrow. We've opened enrollment actually today. And for 8 weeks, we are going to cover personal brand, thought leadership. What are your pillars? What are your things that you really hold down the fort in? How do you engage on LinkedIn? How do you wow when you speak on a panel? You're going to learn how to be the best guest. All of those things make for the foundation you need to begin to confidently engage. So join us if you'd like to. And if you're listening to this podcast, I will give you a special gift of $200 off. It is a big chunk off of it because I want you so badly to make a move. So if you would like to register, I think as of right now, we have, I think it's like 18 seats left or 16? Yes. Wonderful. All right. So we only have 16 seats left and that's it. So pretty please, with all the sugar on top, type in the code FRIEND200 to get your discounts. Go online and register at personalbrandbootcamp.com/waitlist. The waitlist is now open. FRIEND200 for 200 off. Either me and the cohort or a buddy. Do something today. Do something today. Text a friend. Join us. We make it very reasonable, very accessible, and LinkedIn will be the funnest place you're going to be. It will be better than you could have ever dreamed. I can't wait to hear the stories after you start. I would love to know where you feel stuck. Let me know. I so appreciate you listening, and I believe in you.